Om Shanti and Namaskar. Friends, I have the greatest pleasure in welcoming all of you to today's session, and I'm sure this session would be very useful and beneficial to everyone. The topic is memory management. I begin this session with a very wonderful story. Listen to the story very carefully. Long, long ago in a village, there lived a young man, a very strong and a healthy young man looking out for a job. So someone told him, at the outskirts of the village there's a timber camp. Why don't you go and meet the owner of the timber camp? Maybe he would give you some job. So the young man meets the owner of the timber camp and asks him, "Sir, can I get a job?" The owner looks at this hefty young man and says, "Yes, I do have a job for you." Gives him an axe and says, "Your job is to go to the forest, cut down huge trees." The first day, the young man, full of energy, enthusiasm and spirits, goes to the forest, works right from morning till evening. By the end of the day, he is able to cut 7 huge trees. How many trees?
7.
Good. The second day, the same young man with the same energy, enthusiasm and spirits goes to the forest, works right from morning till evening. By the end of the day, only 6 huge trees. How many trees?
6.
Good. The third day, the same young man, same blah 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 blah. Evening, friends, how many trees?
5.
How many trees?
5.
My God, perfectly right answer. Hey? What a perfect right answer, intelligent answer. Okay. After 1 week, the owner during evening time thinks for a stroller and inspection. He enters the forest and is so surprised to see the same young man who was able to cut 7 trees the first day, after 1 week still unable to cut the first tree. "Hey young man, what happened to you? Why is your work efficiency and productivity coming down? Aapki kari kushalta aur kari shamta itni kam kyo ho gayi hai?" And the young man says, "So I am working with the same energy, enthusiasm and spirits. Pata nahi ye ped kyo nahi gir raha hai." A very simple, common story. We have heard this story so many times. We have read this story so many times. Bhai, owner ne kya jawab diya hoga?
Ye tumhara kaam karne ka tarika mehnat tha, ab mehnat nahi kar rahe tum. Starting mein the jo enthusiasm
se. But I was telling you, every day he is working with the same energy, enthusiasm.
But he has changed the way he is working.
Oh. Acha, okay. Anything else? Anything else?
Maybe the concentration level has changed.
Okay, the concentration level has changed. Okay, yeah.
So maybe he has forgotten to sharpen his axe.
Yeah, the most important thing is, the owner said, "Hey young man, did you take time to sharpen your axe? Aapne apne kulahadi ke dhar ko paina kiya hai." Friends, the summary of the story is, it's not important how hard we work, but very very important how sharp we work. I repeat, it's not important how hard we work, but very very important how sharp you work. Friends, since I am connected with teaching of engineering subjects for the past many years, तो मुझे एक बहुत अच्छा अनुभव देखने को मिलता है. हमारे students staff room में आते हैं और मुझसे कहते हैं, "Sir, बचपन में ना सर हमारी memory बहुत अच्छी थी सर. सारा question answer, सारा table सब याद रहता है सर. लेकिन आजकल पता नहीं कॉलेज में आकर क्या हो गया सर. सर हम 6 घंटे के लिए पढ़ते हैं, 8 घंटे के लिए पढ़ते हैं सर, फिर जैसे examination hall में जाते हैं ना सर, सब कुछ evaporate होने लगता है. I try to catch it up and I don't get it." Then I tell my students, whether you study for 6 hours or 8 hours is not important. Study for just 1.5 hours. But with what level of sharpness of your mind and intellect you are studying, and that is what is very very important. Friends, today I am not going to bore you with my theory of memory and all that stuff. I am going to give you a very simple exercise. Ready all of you?
Yes sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Exercise is very simple, friends. I will name 10 objects and I want you to remember it. I will name 10 objects and I want you to remember it. Ready now?
Yes, yes, yes sir.
Let me try to relax you. Let me try to relax you. The first thing is, friends, I am not testing your IQ. I am not testing your IQ. By the way, what's IQ?
Intelligence quotient.
Naturally, aap sabhi itne intelligent hai, you ought to know the full form of IQ. That's intelligence quotient. How a student's IQ is measured? What happens is, depending upon a student's physical age, a set of questions is given within a stipulated time. And depending upon the right answers, we teachers dub that candidate as 60% IQ or 80% IQ. Right, friends? But how many of us are aware that these days IQ is totally outdated? It has become obsolete. It has been replaced by?
EQ.
Wow, great. It has been replaced by EQ. Now, why did the shift from IQ to EQ take place? Research says that if a student goes to examination hall, say at the end of 3 hours, he gets 60% marks, the same student, given the same type of questions the next day, his marks can increase from 60% to as high as 100%. It can come down to as low as 20%. Friends, IQ is not a fixed quantity. It's a variable fluctuating quantity. And it depends upon EQ means emotional quotient. अर्थात जब एक स्टूडेंट एग्जामिनेशन हॉल में जाता है व्हाट इज हिज फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड. अगर एक स्टूडेंट बहुत स्ट्रेस में होगा, तनाव में होगा, फियर में हो जाएगा तो ऑटोमेटिकली ईक्यू डिप डाउन हो जाता है, ऑटोमेटिकली आईक्यू आल्सो कम्स डाउन. ऐसे काफी बार स्टूडेंट्स कहते हैं मम्मी मैंने तो परीक्षा बहुत अच्छी तरीके से लिखा था, पता नहीं वो प्रोफेसर किस मूड से करेक्ट कर रहे थे. राइट यार, इट डिपेंड्स अपॉन माई इमोशन ऑल्सो वेन आई एम एसेसिंग योर आंसर शीट्स. बट फ्रेंड्स दीज डेज इवन ईक्यू इज आउटडेटेड. It has been replaced by a concept which is called as SQ. And SQ means spiritual quotient. Why did the shift from EQ to SQ take place? Million dollar question is, how can a person remain cool, calm, comfortable, ever peaceful, ever cheerful, 365 days, 24 hours a day? And for that, you require SQ, spiritual quotient, a very, very positive attitude. My dear friends, let me tell you one thing. Majority of the multinational companies in America have started selecting their employees based on EQ and SQ, not necessarily on IQ. Since we are working in human resource circles for many years, we understand the fact that a person is selected in an organization because of his high IQ, but can be shunted out from the organization because of the lack of EQ and SQ. It's high time we update our information about EQ and SQ also. By the way, why did I tell you all these things, IQ, EQ, SQ? You have to remember the 10 objects. I am neither testing your IQ, nor your EQ, nor your SQ. Can I start now?
Yes, sir.
वैसे हम कहते हैं हमारे इस देश में कहीं पे भी प्रॉब्लम होती है ना, हम कहते हैं वहां के लोगों को थोड़ा पढ़ा लिखा देंगे तो शायद वहां के लोग सुधर जाएंगे. Right, friends? I come from a state of Kerala. Now, Kerala is a state that boasts of 100% literacy. Recently, I was surfing the internet. I came across another piece of information which made me more egoistic of my native state. For Kerala is the first state in the entire world to be declared by the World Health Organization as the first baby-friendly state. That is, the mothers in Kerala know how to take care of the child pre-birth and post-birth. But friends, how many of us are aware that Kerala is also a state that is very famous for a very negative, dubious distinction? It is the first state in the entire country that has got the maximum number of suicide cases. Hey, 100% literacy, maximum suicide cases. Now, there is something missing in our academic system. Some missing dimension in our academic system. The missing dimension is, hamari academic system, hamare students ko bahut stress deti hai. Deti hai?
Yes, sir.
We are so happy a professor officially admitting it. But how many colleges take the proactive role to help the students manage stress? If you are not convinced, my dear friends, just after the 10th class results and the 12th class results, so many students go and commit suicide, right? Aapne pichle 6 mahine mein padha hoga, there are so many students even from IITs have committed suicide. My God, a student of IIT committing suicide? It's a thing that we need to introspect. Around 1.5 years back, aapne suna hoga, a student of IIM had committed suicide. A student of IIM committing suicide? A person who is supposed to manage all others, perhaps was not able to manage his own emotions. We need to learn how to manage stress. आप लोग के फिर भी चेहरे ठीक दिखाई देते हैं, है ना? जब मैं अपने इंजीनियरिंग स्टूडेंट्स का लेक्चर लेता हूँ ना, तो काफी स्टूडेंट्स का चेहरा इतना ब्यूटीफुल होता है, उनका चेहरा देखकर ऐसा लगता है जैसे सारी दुनिया का स्ट्रेस उनके सर पर आ गया है. एंड अनफॉर्चुनेटली अवर स्टूडेंट्स हैव फॉरगॉटन हाउ टू स्माइल. दे हैव फॉरगॉटन हाउ टू स्माइल. एक बार क्या हुआ फ्रेंड्स, एक कॉलेज बिल्डिंग में आग लग गई. जैसे ही कॉलेज बिल्डिंग में आग लगा तो फायर अलार्म बजाया गया. सारे टीचर्स और स्टूडेंट्स भाग भाग के नीचे आने लगे. कॉलेज बिल्डिंग के सामने बहुत बड़ा प्लेग्राउंड था. सारे स्टूडेंट्स प्लेग्राउंड में पहुंचे और डांस करने लगे. कॉलेज बिल्डिंग को आग लग गई और हमारे स्टूडेंट्स डांस कर रहे हैं. है क्यों? क्यों? अरे वाह, यू शेयर द सेम इमोशंस एज माय इंजीनियरिंग स्टूडेंट. 6-8 महीने के लिए कॉलेज बंद. सारे टीचर्स ने देखा एक स्टूडेंट जिसका नाम था सुजन, साइड में बैठ के रो रहा था. टीचर्स को बहुत अच्छा लगा. एटलीस्ट देयर इज वन सिंगल स्टूडेंट हु हैज गॉट सम पॉजिटिव फीलिंग्स टुवर्ड्स द कॉलेज बिल्डिंग. सारे टीचर्स उसके पास गए और कहा, सुजन, हमें आपको रोते हुए देखकर बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है, क्योंकि एक तो विद्यार्थी है हु हैज गॉट सम शुभ भावना, शुभ कामना टुवर्ड्स द कॉलेज बिल्डिंग. वेरी गुड, कीप इट अप. सुजन ने जवाब दिया, मैडम, मैं इसलिए नहीं रो रहा हूं कि कॉलेज बिल्डिंग को आग लग गई है, मैं यह सोच के रो रहा हूं कि अभी तक टीचर्स क्यों जिंदा है. No hurting of sentiments or emotions of any teachers. I myself am a teacher. लेकिन friends, भारत में एक समय पे वो गुरुकुल सिस्टम की प्रथा थी. गुरु और शिष्य के बीच में इतना गहरा संबंध था, आज वो देखो क्या हो गया है, है ना। हम अपने स्टूडेंट्स को न्यूटन का फंडा सिखाते हैं, एवरी एक्शन हैज गॉट एन इक्वल एंड ऑपोजिट रिएक्शन। आप सभी स्टूडेंट्स हो ना, आपसे एक सिंपल सा क्वेश्चन पूछता हूँ, अगर आप स्टूडेंट्स का व्यवहार हम टीचर्स के प्रति ऐसा होगा, डू यू थिंक वी टीचर्स वुड बी मोटिवेटेड टू टीच यू?
नो सर।
इसे एक बार एक स्टूडेंट से पूछा गया, अच्छा बताइए प्रोफेसर श्रेष्ठ है या माँ श्रेष्ठ है, प्रोफेसर श्रेष्ठ है या माँ श्रेष्ठ है? वो स्टूडेंट एक मिनट सोच रहा, किसी भी हालत में हमारे प्रोफेसर श्रेष्ठ हैं भाई, क्यों? तो स्टूडेंट ने जवाब दिया, इसलिए क्योंकि जब माँ लोरी सुनाती है ना तो सिर्फ दो को सुलाती है। लेकिन जब हमारे प्रोफेसर साहब लोरी आरंभ करते हैं तो साठ का साठ पूरा क्लास हो जाता है। Why did I tell you all these things? I had only two objectives. Number one, I was just trying to relax you. Number two, I was just trying to make you smile. I was just trying to make you laugh. क्योंकि friends, जब आप मुस्कुराते हो, हंसते हो ना, तो उसके तीन advantages होते हैं. The first advantage, when you smile, when you laugh, automatically your SQ is very, very good. Your EQ is good. Your retrieving power becomes very, very sharp. Number one. Number two, it is seen that people who smile a lot, they will never get heart attacks. Because when you smile, you are in a very happy state of situation. Your hypothalamus gland releases a lot of happy hormones, which is known as endorphins, which takes care of each and every cell of the human system. And the third and the best advantage of smiling is, friends, when you smile, na, you look damn beautiful and handsome. Yeah, आप बहुत अच्छे दिखते हो. इसलिए कहा जाता है, a smile is a window on your face to show that your heart is at home. मुस्कुराहट आपका चेहरे का वो दर्पण है जिसे सिद्ध होता है कि आपका दिल आपके स्थान पर है। You smile and the world smiles at you. You smile and the world smiles at you. And this is what is very, very important. I take a very beautiful subject for my engineering curriculum. That's engineering mechanics. Considered to be one of the toughest in the engineering curriculum. I teach my students for approximately 3 to 4 months in a semester. And before they move to the examination hall, I tell my students, see, the D date arrives, and as soon as you enter the examination hall, as soon as you get the question paper, 10 questions and not even a single question you are able to attempt. At that moment also, if you can smile, you have passed the litmus test of life. Jeevan Rupi Pariksha ab zarur pass ho jayenge. Kyun? Kyunki kisi ne kya khub kaha hai? Phool bankar muskurana zindagi hai, muskurakar gum bhulana zindagi hai. फूल बनकर मुस्कुराना जिंदगी है, मुस्कुराकर गम भुलाना जिंदगी है, जीत कर तुम खुश हुए तो क्या हुआ, जीत कर तुम खुश हुए तो क्या हुआ, हार कर मुस्कुरा सकते हो अगर तो वह जिंदगी है, हार कर मुस्कुरा सकते हो अगर वह जिंदगी है। दैट इज इन टाइम्स ऑफ ट्रबल, इन टाइम्स ऑफ डिजास्टर, इन टाइम्स ऑफ कैलामिटी, इन टाइम्स ऑफ फेलियर, इफ यू कैन स्माइल सर्टेनली यू विल स्प्रिंग बैक टू सक्सेस अगेन। फ्रेंड्स, अमिताभ बच्चन वॉन्टेड टू बिकम अ रेडियो अनाउंसर। When he first went to All India Radio, तो जब उसका voice सुना और कहा, your voice is pathetic, Amitabh, your voice is pathetic. He did not get depressed. He came back to Bombay, wanted to become a film hero. और जब उसका audition चल रहा था, the film producer come director saw, tall, lean fellow, walked up to Amitabh and said, Amitabh, I'm so sorry to tell you that you don't even have an iota of becoming a film actor, leave about a film hero. And today, Amitabh is known for two things. Number one, his magnetic voice, and number two, his charismatic personality. Sachin Tendulkar wanted to become a pace bowler. When he joined the academy, and when the coach saw Sachin playing, he walked up to Sachin and said, Sachin, I'm so sorry to tell you that you don't have the stamina to become the pace bowler. Sachin was walking away. His classmate and friend, Vinod Kambli, asked him, Sachin, what is your reaction to that statement made by the coach? You know what was Sachin's reply? Sachin's reply was, Vinod, that gentleman says I don't have the stamina to become a pace bowler, but Vinod, believe me, I will develop the stamina to hit each and every pace bowler. And today, in the history of cricket, practically every record is registered in the name of Sachin Tendulkar. Today also, the entire New York City is put into darkness for a couple of minutes in honor of that great scientist who gave us the electric bulb, Thomas Alva Edison. Who failed for more than 10,000 times, but kept on trying. और हमारे students की क्या अवस्था होती है? आपके बारे में नहीं कह रहा हूँ, मैं तो अपने students के बारे में कह रहा हूँ। थोड़ा marks ऊपर नीचे हो जाता है, वो ऐसे behave करते हैं, as if the sky has fallen on their head. हमारे students की happiness question मालूम क्या है? The happiness question of our students is, my happiness is directly proportional to my marks and inversely proportional to my friends. There is one student who has got 87% marks, but he's very sad. Baba, why you are so sad? Because my friend has got 90% marks. There is another student who has got only 45% marks, but he's on top of the world. Baba, why you are so happy? Because my friend has got 43% marks. Happiness ka hum itna sasta sauda karte hain. Happiness is a state of mind, and that is what is very, very important. So friends, when I give these 10 objects, what you ought to do? Just keep relaxed and just keep on smiling. Am I okay now?
Yes, sir.
Can I start now?
Yes, sir.
So all the best, good luck to all of you, right? Here we go. Number 1, jungle. Number 2, picnic. Number 3, mango. Number 4th, knife. Number 5th, biscuit. आप तो इतने सीरियस हो गए जैसे IAS एग्जाम लिख रहे हैं. आधा घंटा मैंने आपको रिलैक्स होने के लिए बोला है. नंबर 6th, थ्रोट. नंबर 7, डॉक्टर. नंबर 8, कैमल. टक 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 टक. नंबर 9, न्यूज़पेपर. 10th, लास्ट बट नॉट द लीस्ट बट द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट, इंडिया. भाई मिनिमम एक तो याद रहना चाहिए, है मेरा भारत महान. नाउ फ्रेंड्स रिलैक्स, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू आस्क यू आप में से कितनों को कितना याद है. स्टार्ट कंपेयरिंग. नो, रिलैक्स योरसेल्फ कंप्लीटली. नाउ आई विल टेक अप द सेम एक्सरसाइज ऑन टू माई सेल्फ. यू गिव मी 30 ऑब्जेक्ट्स. एट द एंड ऑफ 30 ऑब्जेक्ट यू कैन आस्क मी एनी नंबर. आई विल ट्राई टू गिव यू द करस्पॉन्डिंग ऑब्जेक्ट. मैं कोशिश जरूर करता हूँ. आई नीड वन वॉलंटियर फ्रॉम यू टू कम हियर एंड राइट डाउन दिस ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑन द बोर्ड. कौन आएंगे? या कम डाउन, प्लीज कम डाउन. कैन वी गिव अ क्लैप टू हर? वंडरफुल. What's your name?
I'm Meha. I'm from University School of Management Studies, IT University.
Wonderful, wonderful. Meha, great. That's a good name, right? Achha, listen to my instructions very carefully. Friends, agar aapko koi se bhi object batana hai, to you have to raise up your hands. I will point it out to you. Tell me the object and Meha will write the number as well as the corresponding object. Then when I say yes, then we move on to the next object. Karte, 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 hum 30 tak jayenge. Am I okay? Right? At the end of 30, you ask me any number, I'll try to give you the corresponding object. Now, before we start, just give me 1 minute time, I relax myself and then we start. Okay, I'm ready. Meha, you are ready?
Yes.
Great. Any objects? You have to raise up your hands. Yeah, my dear friend, tell me.
Heart.
Heart. A-R-T.
H-E-A-R-T, heart.
Oh, heart. Dil. Wow, that's a good object to start with. Number one is heart. Yes, number one is heart, number two is?
Car.
Car, okay, great. Number two is a car. Okay, number three?
God.
Number three is God. Wow. Number three is a God. Okay, number fourth?
Sports.
Fourth, sports. You love sports? Yeah. Number fourth is sports. Okay, number fourth is sports. Number fifth?
Black hole.
My God, black hole. Yeah. Have you heard Stephen Hawking's books?
Yes, sir. A Brief History of Time.
Brief History of Time. Please do read this book, right? You'll get more knowledge about these black holes, okay? Okay. Number fifth is black hole. Just hold on for 1 minute.
Kite.
Acha, kite. Oh, good. Sixth is kite. Number seventh, kaun bolenge? Haan, aap boliye.
Star.
Star, wow. Number seventh is a star. Number seventh is star. Number eighth, haan ji boli.
Tree.
Eighth is a tree, okay. Eighth is a tree. Okay, eighth is tree.
Rain.
Ninth is a rain.
Yeah.
Okay, ninth is rain. Ninth is rain. Okay, ninth is rain. Tenth, tenth.
Sky.
Sky, okay. Tenth is sky. 10th sky. Okay, Meha wants to submit to an object.
Any?
Letter. Letter, L-E-T-E-R, right? Letter. Okay, number 11th is a letter. 12th, haan ji, aap bataiye.
Chocolate.
12th, chocolate. Wow. Okay. 12th is chocolates.
13th
is shoes. Okay. 13th is shoes. 14th. हाँ आप बताइए.
Bullseye.
My God. Bullseye. 14th is bullseye. Okay. 14th is bullseye. Okay. 15th.
Scabbard.
What is that?
Scabbard.
Spelling बताओ.
Scabbard.
What does it mean?
A place for keeping sword. A place for keeping swords.
Ah, I have become enlightened with your word. Scabbard. It is, how is it pronounced? Kabard. 16th, haan ji boliye aap.
Flower.
Ha, flowers. 16th is flowers. 17th, haan ji boliye.
Houseboat.
Houseboat. Okay. 17th is a houseboat. Haan, 18th boliye.
Light.
Light. Achha. 18th is light. Okay, 19th. हाँ जी बोलिए.
एरोप्लेन.
19th is an aeroplane. Wow. 19th is a aeroplane. 20th.
It's
a cell phone. Cell phone. Very very important. Hai. Okay. 20th is cell phone. 21.
So love.
Love. Yeah. So 21 is that beautiful emotion which we call as love. Just give me 1 minute time. Okay. 21 is love. 22.
हाँ जी. Bye.
Bike.
Mike.
22 is Mike. 23?
Painting.
23 is painting?
Yes.
23 is painting. 24th?
Nature.
24th is nature. 24th is nature. 25th? Hanji?
Sir, family.
Family. Okay, 25th is family. 26th?
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle means the highest point. It's called as pinnacle. 26th is pinnacle. 27th?
Spangle.
27th is spangle. 28th?
Eyes.
Bull size toh ho gaya yaar. Eyes chahiye aapko. 28th is eyes. 29th, huh?
So, friend.
Friend, huh? A friend in need is a friend indeed. 29th is friends. Okay, last 30th.
Shiny.
Shiny. That's your name?
Yeah.
That's your name. 30th is shiny. S-H-I-N-Y? Okay. Thanks for those wonderful objects. Now just give me 1 minute time, right? Just give me 1 minute time. Fine. Thanks for your cooperation. Now you can ask me any number. I will try to give you the corresponding object. Okay? Tell me any number. Ask me any number.
27th
is spangle. S-P-A-N-G-L-E.
Sorry, 21.
21 is that beautiful emotion that we call as love. Yes?
Say 7th.
Number 7th. You sure you want 7th? 7th is nothing but star.
29th
is, all of you have become such good friends of mine. Friendship?
14th, sir.
Number 14th is bullseye. Number 28th is only eyes.
So 5.
Number 5 is black holes.
6.
Number 6th is a kite.
25.
Number 25 is that wonderful family.
So number 18.
Number?
18.
Sure you wanted 18th? 18th is nothing but light.
11th.
Number 11th is letter.
First.
Number 1 is dil.
So 10.
Number 10th is sky.
7.
Number?
7.
Abhi to star diya hai. Number 7th is a star.
So number 24.
Number 24th is nature.
So 20th.
20?
30th, last one.
30th is my good friend Shiny there. Abhi main kaam karta hun. I'll say the odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Check it out. Number 1 is heart. Number 3 is God. Number 5th is black hole. Number 7th is star. Number 9th is rain. Number 11th is letter. Number 13th is shoes. Number 15th is cupboard. Number 17th is a houseboat. Number 19th is an aeroplane. Number 21 is love. 23 is painting. 25th is family. 27th is spangle. And 29th is wonderful friends. Abhi jor se taliyan bajaiye.